environmental EMFs, and bioelectric science.
The recent advancements in research surrounding radio frequency radiation, RFR, and its non-thermal effects on biological systems represent a significant shift in our understanding of electromagnetic field, EMF, interactions with living organisms. This shift is particularly relevant in the context of increasing incidences of diseases like cancer in younger populations, as well as the pervasive use of cell phones and other wireless technologies. Here's a deeper look into why integrating studies on environmental EMFs and bioelectric science is critical, especially in light of these recent findings.
Bridging environmental EMFs and bioelectric science. Non-thermal biological effects. The recognition that RFR can induce biological effects at levels well below those capable of causing tissue heating challenges, the thermal-only paradigm of EMF impact. This revelation underscores the necessity of studying environmental EMFs alongside bioelectric science to fully comprehend the multifaceted interactions between electromagnetic fields and biological systems beyond mere thermal effects. Health implications of RF radiation. The FDA-approved treatments like Therabionic and the Oncomagnetic device exemplify the potential for RF radiation to be harnessed for therapeutic purposes, exploiting non-thermal mechanisms such as resonance effects and cellular signaling disruption. These applications serve as powerful demonstrations of RF radiation's ability to interact with biological systems in complex, non-destructive ways. However, they also raise questions about the long-term health implications of everyday RF radiation exposure from devices like cell phones, particularly when considering the cumulative effects and individual variability in sensitivity to EMFs. Reevaluating safety guidelines. The growing body of evidence showing non-thermal effects of RF radiation at exposure levels common to daily life calls for a critical reevaluation of existing safety guidelines and regulations. Current standards, which primarily address thermal effects, may not adequately protect against the subtler, potentially harmful biological impacts of RF radiation. Integrating insights from bioelectric science could inform more nuanced, comprehensive safety standards that account for both thermal and non-thermal effects. Implications for public health. Understanding the non-thermal interactions of RF radiation with living tissues has profound implications for public health, particularly in light of the increasing prevalence of technology and devices that emit RF radiation. By studying environmental EMFs and bioelectric science together, researchers can better assess the risks and benefits of RF radiation exposure, guiding public health recommendations and personal usage habits to mitigate potential risks. Future research directions. The intriguing results from DARPA's Radio Bio Initiative and other recent studies highlight the need for continued interdisciplinary research into the non-thermal effects of RF radiation. Such research could explore the mechanisms underlying these effects, their implications for health and disease, and the potential for bioelectric technologies to promote healing and treat diseases. Filling the current research void left by reductions in government funding for EMF research will be crucial for advancing our understanding and ensuring the safe, beneficial use of RF radiation in medicine and daily life. Conclusion. The integration of environmental EMF studies with bioelectric science is not only a logical step forward, but a necessary one, given the evolving landscape of our understanding of RF radiation and its impact on health. As we navigate this complex terrain, the goal should be to harness the beneficial aspects of RF radiation for therapeutic uses while protecting against potential harms, ensuring that advancements in technology and medicine proceed in tandem with the safeguarding of public health. Here is a set of frequently asked questions, FAQs, regarding the non-thermal effects of radio frequency radiation, RFR, the integration of environmental electromagnetic fields, EMFs, studies with bioelectric science, and the implications for health and technology to help clarify this complex topic for a broad audience. Here are 10 important FAQs.
1. What are non-thermal effects of radio frequency radiation, RFR?
Non-thermal effects of RFR refer to biological changes caused by electromagnetic fields at energy levels too low to cause significant heating in tissues. These effects can include alterations in cellular signaling, DNA damage, changes in gene expression, and impacts on the immune system, occurring at exposure levels common in everyday electronic device use.
2. Why is it important to study environmental EMFs and bioelectric science together?
Studying these fields together is crucial because environmental EMFs can interact with the bioelectric processes that are fundamental to the functioning of living organisms. Understanding these interactions can help us assess the health risks of EMF exposure, improve safety standards, and explore new therapeutic uses for bioelectric technologies.
3. How can RF radiation be used therapeutically?
RF radiation can be used therapeutically through targeted treatments that exploit its ability to induce non-thermal biological effects. Examples include the Therabionic device, which uses specific RF frequencies to treat liver cancer, and the Oncomagnetic device, which uses spinning oscillating magnetic fields to induce cancer cell death via oxidative stress.
4. What are the potential health risks associated with cell phone radiation?
Answer. Potential health risks include an increased risk of certain types of cancer, neurological and reproductive issues, and changes in brain activity. However, research is ongoing, and there is debate within the scientific community regarding the extent of these risks.
5. Are current safety standards for cell phone radiation adequate?
Current safety standards primarily address the thermal effects of radiation, and recent research suggests they may not adequately protect against non-thermal effects. There is a growing call among scientists for these guidelines to be reassessed in light of new findings.
6. What does the evidence say about the non-thermal effects of EMFs?
A substantial body of research indicates that EMFs can cause biological effects at exposure levels below those that produce significant heating, including changes in cell function, oxidative stress, and DNA damage. These findings challenge the traditional view that non-ionizing radiation is harmless unless it heats tissues.
7. How does RF radiation affect gene expression and DNA?
RF radiation can affect gene expression and DNA through mechanisms such as oxidative stress and the activation of specific cellular pathways. These changes can potentially lead to alterations in cell function and an increased risk of mutations.
8. Can everyone be affected by RF radiation in the same way?
No. There is individual variability in sensitivity to RF radiation, influenced by factors such as genetics, age, and existing health conditions. Some individuals may be more susceptible to its effects than others.
9. What precautionary measures can individuals take against RF radiation?
Individuals can reduce exposure by using wired headsets or speaker mode when talking on cell phones, keeping devices away from the body when not in use, and limiting the use of wireless devices when possible. It's also recommended to follow the principle of ALARA, as low as reasonably achievable, when it comes to exposure.
10. What is the future direction of research on RF radiation and bioelectric science?
Future research will likely focus on further elucidating the mechanisms behind non-thermal effects of RF radiation, exploring its therapeutic potentials, and developing more comprehensive safety standards that take into account both thermal and non-thermal effects. Interdisciplinary studies combining insights from bioelectric science, medicine, and environmental health are essential for advancing our understanding and application of this knowledge for public benefit.